Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
They've done some research into what type of mood you get put in by various types of alcohol. And everyone pretty overwhelmingly agreed that when you sip on red wine, it's very relaxing. So if you had a hard day at work, go home, pour yourself a little, I don't know, cab, Merlot.
Two buck chuck from Trader Joe's. That's what I like.
It relaxes you. Takes your mood down a little bit. Yeah. Just eases everything.
Yeah.
But what about if you're trying to get sexy with it? There are two things to drink. The first one is the overwhelming majority sexy go-to. And the second is a strong second, but it is a second.
Okay.
The first one said, this was 60% of people, by the way, said they felt sexy after doing a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel disgusting after a shot.
What? Why do you feel disgusting?
I always feel like I'm about to upchuck.
Ew.
After I do a shot, and especially if it's a shot of vodka.
Ugh.
And then, like, my face always curls up into that.
I think everybody's does. But then after that moment passes, then you're like, yes.
No. Absolutely not.
You don't do a body roll like that?
No, I don't.
I do. That's what I do with tequila. I do tequila. I got my salt. And then do the lime. And then I'm like, yes.
No, I usually end up holding my stomach.
Well, you're in the minority. Secondarily, people say they usually feel sexy after drinking beer. I'll tell you what they do. Again, you know, I think it's the lime. Because after I have a little Corona with lime in it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little sip of that.
Yeah.
Feel a little sexy.
Okay. Maybe if I have some cider and I put a little bit of, what is it called? The shots, the fireball in there cider.
That's a good combo because you got the shot and then you've got a little malt liquor of sort and then you're good. You feel real sexy.
All right. I can do that. I can get down with that.
You don't. Yeah. I'm guessing you feel sexy with like a vodka tonic.
Yeah. See, that's if I have a nice lemon drop Cosmo.
That is so gay.
That's when I feel sexy, Holly.
That's the gayest thing.
No, or a Moscow Mule in like a copper mug. I feel sexy and sophisticated.
I feel bougie when I have a Moscow Mule in a copper mug.
Nothing makes me feel sexier than when I feel bougie.
Save that. Save that. All right. I found a new survey that says, on a complete opposite note, you need to throw away your drawers after 1 year. I didn't even know you were supposed to throw out underwear, quite frankly. Maybe I'm in the wrong for that one. But I mean, you save those old ones, you know, for like.
What do you save your old underwear for, Holly?
You know.
No, for what?
That time of the month.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Or like cleaning day, or if you're going to get real sweat, like when I mow the lawn, I'm not trying to look cute for anybody when I'm out there hustling.
Or why don't you just buy some Hanes Her Way from Target or Walmart?
That's too sensible. I need my old ones with the holes in them. What? Our producer Ryan, who never says a word. And never also laughs. Just typed out that he's got old underwear with holes for his family jewels and doesn't know why he keeps them.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I used to do that. I used to have really holy underwear.
Yeah.
And then I think when I was 25 and someone stayed over once and they were like, what the bleep are you doing?
True. And if someone's going to see those underpants, you got to get rid of them.
Please do.
That's what's hot. No, I'm sorry. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
There's nothing hot about that, Holly.
No!
Not one damn thing.
That's what's disgusting in Tampa Bay.
All right, we got blown off happening at 7:45.
Oh, you know when the waistband starts to crumble?
Girl, throw them away. Get some Hanes Her Way.